690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at KTSMradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Present.
Present.
I'll say present.
Here.
Hey, good morning. We're having another radio show about history. You know what you can do to help us out? Call a friend and say, hey, those crazies are on the radio again.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about El Paso history on a live show.
You're nuts.
Well, you know, we do this not for a living. We do it for...
Yeah, that's why we're so crazy.
That's why I'm nuts about it. But May 16, another show. And this is the El Paso History Radio Show, where we always say that Texas history begins in El Paso. And good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Says that right in my paper right
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah, says good morning. Go, howdy, et cetera. Good to be here. Yes,
good
must
to be
always
here.
Repeat. I want to be like a B actor.
Oh, well, we got a lot of that coming today. So we have another radio show on 690 AM, and people can also find us online.
If they go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link where they can listen to us anywhere on the planet. Including Manos' world.
Oh, no. We'll get there soon enough. Don't,
don't jump too far ahead on this.
We got enough of that coming. In the new normal, we will not have trivia questions today, although we probably should just ask one anyway. We'll ask one about this crazy film we're doing. But anyway, so your turn.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My internet, my Wi-Fi wasn't working. Okay.
Mission Del Rey Weekly.
The $20 show giveaway is for the first 5 listeners each week who use the coupon code during checkout. And this week's coupon code is history, and it must be redeemed online, $20 minimum purchase, and shipping required or curbside pickup by appointment.
They do a lot of that going on out there. And there's no other offers to combine it, but it's missiondelray.com. So, hey, you got a history moment, right?
Yes, I do, and it's about baseball. I figured they're talking about having baseball open up this summer, and a lot of people are really excited, so I thought it would contribute to El Paso's baseball history, which is pretty colorful.
Not going to lunch as a group. I may go buy some food out at Pepe's. I've been to Amigos this week. That's a great place to go down and get some food. Also, with the new state rules and all the distancing stuff, Amigos has their dining room actually open. And they also have an outdoor patio, and both are open at Amigos Today 2000 Montana. We'll give you the phone numbers for all those restaurants and sponsors later.
I've got it right here if you want it.
Well, later. We're promoting this.
Forget it.
Yeah, it's in
forget
order.
Forget about it.
In order.
Okay.
Anyway.
In order.
Okay, enough of that. Today, you know, we do a lot of history. Today, I think we're going to step back in history, and we may be stepping in history. I'm not sure what we're stepping in, but boy, howdy, this is going to be a different topic today. We've got a program to talk about a movie that was made in El Paso called Manos, Hands of Fate, the worst movie ever made, according to some people, and it was made here in El Paso. And to help us review that movie, we got Jay Duncan on the phone, and good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you all?
Alive and well.
Surviving nicely. You also have a list of pandemic movies that we may get to at some point, although I think this topic is going to get a little wild.
I think so.
Well, a number of reasons. We're going to expect to hear from Joan Guidry, whose brother Bob Guidry was the cinematographer of the film. Plus, Melissa found Debbie.
Oh, yes, the young lady, Jackie Ray Newman Jones, or something like that.
I put down Newman, but she'll call in a little bit later, and she'll be talking about the film. So, Jay Duncan, you have seen a lot of things about El Paso, and you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. How does this one qualify?
Yes.
No, not the word.
That's noncommittal.
Not the word good, though. The bad and the ugly, I think it hits those categories.
It is in a class by itself. I think there may be worse films, at least from an entertainment point of view. You know, there's films that are just not only bad, but just unwatchable because they're boring and they're not fun. And this has at least a fun kind of element to it that even bigger budget films in some cases don't have.
Yeah.
A reminder, this is called Manos, Hands of Fate, and it is a bizarre film. It's actually online if you want to go see it. But it was made popular by that Mystery Science Theater 3000, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It just kind of languished in obscurity from 1966, probably maybe until 1993 or thereabout, when it was revived on the Mystery Science Theater 3000. Because it was hard to find prints, and they were all public domain, and they were pretty atrocious looking if you could find one. But then things, you know, it literally, you know, without being ironic, Manos has legs.
And Manos has legs. Now, you were waiting to use that line, weren't you? By the way, we ask you to pull three clips. We've got three audio clips ready to go. I want you to call for them because you can probably figure out where to put them, so to speak.
Okay, all right. But it does. It just keeps on giving, and not to take away from the battery commercial, but you know, then it had a whole new life in 2011, 2012 when a work print was found by accident by a collector in California of the old Emerson Film Library, and this among the effects in it was the actual Kodachrome work print of Manos, which never looked that good even at its premiere, you know, here in El Paso. So, you know, quite a number of months and quite an expense through Kickstarter, I believe, was involved in restoring it. And it's now on Blu-ray, and it never looked better. Of course, it doesn't make the movie better, but it does make it look better than it's ever been seen.
Well, I've heard it looks better when you watch the one from the Mystery Science Theater. Melissa, is that the one you've seen?
I've actually seen it online. I've seen the new version that was the one that was
remastered,
and it's pretty good quality compared. It was surprising the big difference between the two. But I want to say Science Mystery Theater. Imagine, well, I never remember that show. Mystery Science Theater. That was the most popular episode they ever had.
Really?
Yes. After all those years, and people still go back to that. They've had Jackie and some other people on the show with them, you know, to talk about it. It's fascinating. I mean, it's like I said, it made its own life. It just will not go away.
It's true.
And look what we're doing for it. Well, you want to play a clip? How about that? Should we try that?
Yeah.
Andrew's in the control room this morning. Andy, you ready for a clip? Here comes a clip from, oh, my God, Manos, Hands of Fate.
Torgo, yes.
I am Torgo. I take care of the place while the master is away. But the child, I'm not sure the master would approve, or the dog. The master doesn't like children.
We only want to know where Valley Lodge is.
Which way do we go?
There is no place like that around here.
There's that stellar, you know, script and speaking. Well, I think Shakespeare's shaking his head.
Well, I understand that they didn't have sound on the set, so they had to recreate the sound in post, and so none of that happened on site.
Well, it was, you know, it was filmed with a... you know, with a spring-driven Bell and Howell.
Oh, Bell and Howell, okay.
And only 32 seconds at a time, you know, and no sound. And so it all had to be dubbed later in post-production, and that's another story I'm sure Jackie will be able to share, too, and her astonishment when the little girl, speaks for the first time in the movie, and it's not her.
It's somebody else.
It was like a woman that did all the woman's voices, and a middle-aged woman trying to sound like a little girl.
Yeah, exactly.
In the case of Jackie. And so I think only Tom Naiman, and I believe, though she may be able to correct this too, I'd heard both versions that perhaps John Reynolds as Torgo, that was his voice too. But I've heard both that it was and it wasn't. But Tom Naiman, when you hear him, it is his voice because he did go to Dallas to dub his part.
Well, the best part, I think, is the opening. And I did actually watch that. After a while, I couldn't do it anymore. But I'm not kidding. This is tough to watch. But it was the fact is that it was made in El Paso on a bet. You'll have to get to that in a minute. But just real quick, the opening is these people driving up to the Scenic Drive viewing area and stopping in a convertible. And there's the husband and wife in the front seat, little girl in the back seat with a poodle. Oh, mommy, I'm cold. And so they put her up in the front seat, and the poodle becomes part of the movie. And on and on and on. There's just pieces of this that don't make any sense or have any reason. But they said, we're just off of I-10, and they're up on Scenic Drive.
Yeah, we were on Highway 10.
How'd you get up here so fast? So it starts off kind of...
Well, we would know that. But people, of course, it wasn't really widely seen, so I can't really say that people from not around here wouldn't know the difference, because it generally wasn't seen by anyone other than El Paso, maybe New Mexico, some drive-in planes and so forth, and then it just went away. And so if you lived in this general area, you had a chance to see it, but people on the West Coast, the East Coast, probably not only never saw it, but never even heard of it.
It was a premiere at the Capri Theater in the day, and I think Joan, when she comes on, she's going to explain some things, because she had to babysit her sister as her brother and other sister went down to the premiere. And there's some weird stuff that went on with that, and we'll get to that. but we'll catch up Joan about 10:30 when she calls in. The thing about this whole movie is, though, it is a weird part of El Paso's history. So we got to thinking, and this was your fault, Jay, that we got this radio today. Well, we have it up on the wall still. You sent us a flyer, Melissa. Did you make that?
Which one was that?
Up on the wall, right there.
Oh yes, the one that that Jay sent us, and it was we put it from the El Paso History Radio Show. But we thank Jay for giving it to us. It has a picture of Manos in his lovely outfit with the big red hands. You've got to watch this movie, and it says, "Wash your hands."
Wash your manos.
Wash your manos. We want to keep that correct.
We were getting this all into the spirit of everything these days, and so that started up, and you did it. We're going to blame it on you. But as you're one of El Paso's major film critics, you also do regular films down at the International Museum of Art when it's open. Tell us about that briefly.
Well, I'm just waiting for the opportunity to reinstitute the Sunset Film Society's showings. And, of course, we're just kind of living day by day and finding out, what the situation is. But as soon as it is deemed safe, even in a limited capacity, I'm ready to gear up again and start showing the movies on a weekly basis.
I guess it's up to the board down there, but I do believe the governor of Texas allowed movies and also allowed museums. So I rang up the people at the Archaeology Museum. I emailed them. They said, no, we're not going to open. But you could technically, if you tried. I mean, that may be more trouble than it's worth. But you could just open up the theater only to the outside door, couldn't you?
Well, it's possible. I think, at least right now, I think the present stage of this pandemic we're going through, a lot of people may still be very reticent as far as attending, even though they could perhaps space out and all of that, between the rows and the seats and so forth. But I think, like everything else, it's kind of an unknown entity we're dealing with, and I think rather be safe than sorry, we'll just wait till see what happens. But I am itching to reinstitute the Sunset Film Society, because it will mark its seventh year in August.
And you've been doing this through sunsetfilmsociety.org, correct?
Yes,
and
that's
so
right.
People can go and see what you do there and other things. And you've been around a bit. You were sort of instrumental, as I understand it, in helping save the Plaza Theater at one point.
Well, that's true. In my former life, back in 1974 or thereabout, a friend of mine at the time had a retail store in the old what was the name of the little shopping area there before the freeway displaced.
Oh, La Vita?
La Vita. Yeah. He had a retail store there, and he was a member of the Downtown Merchants Association, and he got wind of the Plaza Theater closing. It was made by not the general manager or the city manager of Interstate Theaters that ran the theater, but it was deemed out of Dallas, where the headquarters was, that we're getting out of downtown. You know, it's unsafe in markets and so forth, which, you know, really wasn't the case in El Paso. But they had to comply with that, and so it was announced that it would be closed. So we are in our measly little efforts and with no money. We worked out a deal with the Dip family, who owned the property at the time, to maybe just kind of chug along, maybe show public domain films in the theater, use it as a rental facility for acts coming into town. You know, we had the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. We had Don Kershaw, people like that, appear in the theater. And so we just kind of limped along for a couple of years, really, until, you know, at the time, I think it was $3,750 a month rent, and which, you know,
that's
when you don't
you
have two dimes to rub together, it's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And
quite
so,
a bit,
yeah. In any event, you know, there were a group of people that were interested, that were El Pasoans, that knew the value of the theater, that appreciated what it was. It was the biggest theater between Dallas and Los Angeles. And so we got into the history of it, who had performed there. Blackstone the Magician was there at one time, and there was a trap door that was cut into the stage for making an elephant, I think, disappear.
I bet there must have been a big trap door.
It really was. And so, you know, we got involved in trying to save a piece of El Paso history and something that was unique. And it didn't happen with us, but at least we kept it from being torn down, which bought some time to where the El Paso Community Foundation, with some funds, was able to not only restore it, but upgrade it, you know, with an elevator and handicapped accessibility and so forth.
You know, they did a great job in it. You can walk in there now, and if you remember it from when I was a kid, it looks the same, and that's the cute part, because they totally tore that place out. I mean, they had bulldozers driving around in there. It was all gone, and when they put it back, and if you can't tell the difference, that's they succeeded. Very nice place.
That's true. They preserved the fine line art on the ceilings, which was all original, you know, and the auditorium itself. And of course, you know, they did add lighting grids and things like that, you know, for the theatrical presentations that are performed there. But the basic theater that was built in 1929 and opened in September of 1930 still remains. And even back then, when we were involved, I believe it was either 6 or 8 movie palaces in existence in their original shape, that hadn't been converted, hadn't been made into a multiplex, and that retained their historic shape at the time, and probably fewer than that now, because it's a passing era, you know.
Glad you got involved. We're talking about the Plaza Theater. Jay Duncan's the guy on the phone there. We're going to talk to him further, and we can tell one more story about the Plaza when we come back after break. And it was how they took out a car as they constructed it with a beam that came off the railroads. Do you know that story?
Uh-huh. Oh, I think so.
Oh, I do.
Oh, to get that beam into
Oh, my God. And there's a beam all the way across there, so there's no support beams in your way as a viewer. But that means they had to put a steel beam all the way across the span of that place. All right, taking a break to do that. We can actually take another call or two if somebody wants to get in on this. We're going to talk more about the wonderful movie,
Manos, the Hands of fate.
Oh, my God. What's that phone number?
It's 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
If there's one thing that the class of 2020 has learned, it's to expect the unexpected. So to help them on their journey, iHeartRadio is launching Commencement, a new podcast featuring speeches from the biggest names. Commencement is in partnership with the 2020 Census, which gives you the opportunity to help shape the future of our country for the next 10 years. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Then listen to iHeartRadio's new podcast, Commencement. Speeches are out now on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, being a small business means navigating uncertainty in a constantly changing situation. So if you're looking for one trusted source that will keep you informed daily, visit the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource. There you'll find small business resources to help you get through this, including the latest info on loans, grants, and other forms of relief. You'll also see stories about small businesses making a difference. So let's get through this together. Visit iHeart.com/small business today. That's iHeart.com/small business.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
Right now, life's better inside for everyone. But when the time is right, it'll be time to get back outside. And that's going to be a good day for everyone. Because there's a whole lot of Texas out there. So while you're home, start a new routine. Start planning. Start dreaming. And get excited about discovering Texas all over again. Because life's better in a state of travel.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got Charlie on the phone. Hang in there, Charlie. Also, did you see that here, that Ray Baca? He's putting stuff on Monterey Asset. Have you seen him on TV recently? I saw him this week.
I didn't get a chance to see him, no.
No, what he is, he's in a commercial for Supreme Laundry. And he's one of the customers.
With the clothing over his shoulder, right?
And the guy hands him the clothing and he walks out without paying. Hey, Ray!
Ray!
Stiffen the cleaner.
Shame on you.
God, no, Ray's a good guy.
I'm going to call 311.
Ray is another one of those high school people. I went out to Austin High School. Anyway, enough of that. Okay, we want you to hit the like button on Facebook, our El Paso History Radio Show. You got stuff going on there. In fact, there was, 7,000 people?
Combined between the two posts, we had over 10,000 people.
Yeah, and you combined it. We should combine. You should have posted those in mine, but I guess what the heck?
Well, because I had to do it separately for the History Alliance, because they have a big audience.
Enough new stuff going on there. Well, anyway, so we got that going. A lot of people looking at the Facebook page. But also, we are also on YouTube/El Paso History TV. We've got two different playlists there. We've got about 120 videos. The oldest original video was Andrew J. Polk in the control room today. Thank you.
Hey.
Andrew J. Polk and the last tour of the City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Who were you? Efren? Esteban. You and Esteban went up there. That was crazy.
Oh, I remember Esteban.
Also in the control room answering the phones is Shelley Sutherland. Thank you for doing that. But anyway, so we got a lot of stuff there on the YouTube.com/El Paso History TV. And the other player, there's two playlists. One is all the DVDs I made about El Paso history. They're up there for free. Go watch those. And we're getting a lot of play on the last tour of the El Paso Smelter. That one's gotten up there. And also the other one, the other playlist is Bernie Sargent and all of his appearances on ABC 7. And we got four more of those coming up. The target date is now Friday, June the 5th, for the next one. And we'll see how that comes. We've got to get some logistics worked out with ABC 7. But they're running them in the newscast. And it'll be all there. What we're doing is all about the Camino Real, our Catholic missions, and El Paso's Mission Trail. And that's a major history thing that a lot of people should know. Moving on to other things, we have some recent subscribers as of this week. Lucy Renteria is now a new subscriber on our El Paso History TV channel on YouTube. And Morningstar, Rafael Laredo, all kinds of people checking in there. Just to let you know, normally we will tell you about the archery at the Archaeology Museum. They are so close, they're not doing anything.
I know.
So don't worry about that. What do you got?
Tell everybody, get out, get vitamin D and an arrow in you. Okay, McGoffin Homes open under governor's guidelines, and so I suggest you give them a call to get the details on what their hours are and such at 533-5147 or visit their Facebook page or website.
We got Jay Duncan on the phone on as a major guest, but Jay, we got a guy named Charlie calling in. Charlie, what's up with you?
Hey, good morning. So I'm just out here working in the yard and listening to the program. I'm from the Lower Valley, and I don't know how much you are going to get into this or how much you know about it. Do you know where that was filmed?
Yes, I do.
Santa Lazario area, right?
Well, actually, I'll tell you right where it was filmed. It was filmed today. There's an El Paso Community College campus right there.
Oh, okay. And it was somebody's right farm? How do you know this?
At that time, at that time, maybe the freeway was brand new. But at any rate, it would be on what today they call Nuevo Waco Tanks Road.
Okay.
Which didn't exist back then. That was called Old Waco Tanks Road. And that was on Colbert Caldwell's property.
Yes.
And it was specifically in a old adobe house that went way back in the Caldwell family, which was called La Orilla, the edge.
The edge.
It was called that, the edge, because it was called that because it was the edge of the desert, right where the desert met the farmland in the valley, and also because it was so far out, you know, La Orilla.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But at any rate, that's where they, you know, Colbert Caldwell lent that to them to make that film. That's where it was filmed. I remember when it was made. And I only knew one of the persons had a minor part in that film was one of those kind of women that was kind of prancing around.
Well, you know, that's a weird
anyway,
film.
Yeah. So I'm glad you're on to this. That's quite the deal, that Mono's Hands of Fate.
Well, thanks for ringing up about that. Appreciate you calling in. You take care.
You bet. Bye.
All right, thanks. Shelley, line two is ringing. Also, we still have Jay Duncan on the phone here. Jay, what are your thoughts about the locations?
Well, like he mentioned, it was on the Colbert Caldwell property, and I understand that the altars or the columns are still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that were there at the time. So, you know, maybe the next step after all of this is to have a tour.
Well, Melissa knows where the rest of them are, right?
Oh, I know where most of the sites are. They were pretty much all just right there in San Elizario.
Oh,
yeah, it was mostly filmed in San Elizario, which is funny because when they come off of Cliff Drive, they're going west, but you're thinking San Elizario is south. But it was funny because I found a video that this gentleman actually was trying to make money on, and I don't remember his name off the top of his head, but I did post it, and it had the sites today and what it looked like back then. And I was watching it, and all of a sudden I'm like looking, and I saw a name go across Caldwell, and I went, wait a minute. That's a historic person. I remember that person.
Yeah.
So I went and actually what I did was I texted Vince because he lives in Clint, but grew up in San Elias.
Vince Sanchez, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows where all the bodies are buried.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I told him. And I asked him if he knew where it was, and he didn't recognize it at first. And then we were going back and forth, and he knew the man that owned the ranch. His grandfather, Vince Sanchez's grandfather, built that memorial to the Caldwell family.
Oh my God!
And because there was engravings, there was some Greek, and it was some sayings.
This is such a dark film, though. He beats up women in it. I don't need this.
No,
film.
No, they don't beat him up. They beat each other up.
No, I saw it. I saw the clip where they're smacking women.
It's a
dumb movie. But anyway, we've got
some might think that's kinky.
I don't need it. But anyway, we've got the sister of the cinematographer on the phone. Joan, I want to ask you to hold on for a minute because we got to take another break, right, Andrew? Yeah, we do, because that's what we got to do.
The finger of fate saying.
But we have the sister of the cinematographer on the phone. She's got some stories here. Taking a break, call us if you need to.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
New York's mayor says he wants to keep the lockdown for months, and some governors agree. As the economy collapses, Newsmax is asking Americans like you when the lockdown should end. You can vote in the Newsmax poll about the lockdowns and President Trump. Just text BIRD to 39747. That's BIRD to 39747 and vote instantly. Congress and President Trump need to know your opinion about the lockdowns. Text BIRD to 39747. And the poll results will also be shared on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel in America, now in 70 million homes. Newsmax TV is on every major cable system, including DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, UVerse, Fios, Suddenlink, CenturyLink, Wow, and more. Check your cable guide. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Watch Newsmax TV, and don't forget to vote in the lockdown poll now. Just text the word BIRD to 39747. That's 39747 today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
News Radio 690. KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Just to let you know, Patrick Tuttle is one of our sponsors. He also rents properties, doesn't just sell them. He'll do good at selling them, but he can rent them as well. Call him at 588-1850. 588-1850. Call his pocket.
Yeah, ring up his pocket.
Sell his cell phone. And you got Amigos there.
Right. We got Amigos Mexican Food over there on 2000 Montana. I can give them a call because their patio's open, or you can still pick up at 533-0155.
And our Mission Del Rey buddies down there, they actually have a coupon for the History Show. It's missiondelrey.com/ep-history-show. And you will get the coupon that you can use online. All right. We got a lot of people on the phone here to talk to. One is Joan. Joan, good morning. Oh, Joan, what happened to Joan? That's not Joan?
Oh. Okay. Oh, I have to make it. Vince just corrected me. It was Colbert Caldwell, and he built the, it's Navidansky, and grandfather Colbert Caldwell built the Greek columns, not Vince's grandfather.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Sorry, Vince.
How do I get rid of that phone call, Andrew? It's line two. Still not good. Joan called. They're all gone.
Manos is here.
Well, we got Jay Duncan still. Jay, you're still there, right? Something's wrong. Is it a bad time for the phones to
Manos
go?
Manos' finger of fate has just...
Finger. Is that Jay that's doing that, Andrew? Hey, we lost Jay, apparently. Jay called back. You got a special number. We can get you back in there. Let's go to line one working. Judy, is that you? Is this Judy or Joan?
Oh, this is Judy.
There she is.
Well, Judy. Hi, Judy. We'll put you on for a moment. Now, you're the other sister to Bob Guidry, the cinematographer, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
And tell us what happened with you, because we went to the premiere, you did, didn't you?
Oh, yes, we did. I went with the young man that was in the car, which I don't know how far you got into the movie, but he was always sitting in a car making out with some girl.
And
that was Bernie Rosenblum.
Yes.
Was a very accomplished photographer here in El Paso. And so we went to the premiere. I actually went out to the set times during the filming. So that was kind of interesting, but, I mean, it was crazy. But the premiere, they had hired one limo for everybody. They had spotlights, everything. Everybody was dressed to the teeth, but everybody would wait at the hotel around the corner, and they would swing around, get in the limo, go around, and the people would be outside cheering, and you know.
They'd drop off another group. I think we have your sister back on. Joan's back on with us, I think.
I'm sorry?
I think Joan is back on with us. Joan, are you there?
Yeah, you want to talk to Joan?
Okay, and we got two sisters on the phone. Well, you both had that same brother, so tell us a story, Joan, what you know about what went on here.
Oh, well, I just remember my brother was the best storyteller ever, and he passed away in 2003, and I know if he was here, he would be loving to tell you the whole ins and outs of the
well, what can you tell
the,
us?
Movie, you know. But what I do remember that he would have to work nights. That's when they were doing all the filming, and he would come and tell us, you know, we would go, and he would realize, you know, as the person behind the camera, he would realize that things weren't going very well. And he would try to tell Hal that we needed to take care of this stuff. And then he would say, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll fix it in editing. It'll be fine.
Well, where did they edit that film? Jay Duncan's back with us. Where did they actually edit that film? Jay, if you know.
I'm sorry, once again, Bernie?
Where did they edit the film? Because film editing back in that time frame was not real big in El Paso, except at the TV stations.
Well, that's true. I of course, I remember Bob being a newsman at the old KELP television station.
Oh.
Yep. And KROD, too, yeah.
Okay, so maybe they got it done over there.
He may have had access to the equipment at one of the TV stations.
Okay. Well, Joan or Judy, tell us another story about your brother. Because, I mean, this is Jay Duncan we got back with. And Jay, these are both sisters of the guy that shot the film. And apparently he knew better than to shoot it the way he did, but they kept yelling at him to do it. Is that right?
Pretty much. That's pretty much what was happening. And my sister can tell more about the actual ins and outs of the filming, especially the premiere. When the movie came out, I had to babysit the kids. And afterwards, I'm like, well, I want to go see the movie. I want to see it. And they would not let me.
Oh.
They would say, you don't want to watch it. You don't want to see it. I'm like, yes, I do.
Well,
I want to see what they
Like I said earlier, I thought it was a pretty...
You do not want to see this movie.
It was a pretty dark movie.
I never saw it.
Oh, God.
Until it came out on the Mystery 3000, Science Mystery 3000.
That's probably the best
really
way to watch it.
The only way you can stomach that movie.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Go ahead.
We were, of course, we were all sitting in. Hal Warren was so proud of it. Oh, my goodness. And we're all sitting in the theater, you know, waiting for the thing. And the movie started playing, and we could hear people in back of us laughing and tittering. And we're all sinking down into our seats.
Well, Jay, this movie was shot on a bet, wasn't it?
Well, now that I don't know.
No, I think Jay knows that answer.
Oh, okay.
I think that Hal had met Sterling Silfon,
right?
You know, who was later went on to win an Oscar for the screenplay for In the Heat of the Night, you know, the movie. And when they were scouting locations for Route 66, you remember the TV show that actually went on location. In fact, two episodes were filmed in the El Paso area, one around Carlsbad Caverns.
And one up on the tramway.
And the one with Lee Marvin as a rodeo rider. It was filmed at the old Hilton Inn out by the airport.
Oh, my.
And they somehow met, and I guess they became friends in the sense that they could talk film. And I guess that that Hal basically said that, well, I guess Sterling Silliphant said, well, you can never make a film. And he said, I bet I can.
Bet.
And I think that's how the bet came
about. Did they actually wager money?
So it was up to him to prove it.
Did they wager money or anything?
Not that I'm aware of. I think it was just a, you know, I'll show you I can type of thing.
Okay, but we know how much it costs, right?
Jay, also,
yeah.
Hal was, he was in the little theater here, right? And most of the actors in the film were involved in little theater?
Well, I think a lot of the members were involved with the Festival Theater, which is now the El Paso Playhouse.
And they had a real day job, so they had to shoot this thing at night.
Right.
Bob was involved in all the theaters. He was involved in Turn of the Century.
Oh,
he was involved in the little theater downtown it was then.
I'm surprised Hal Urich didn't get involved in this thing. Yeah, he was in theater back then.
He was a pretty accomplished actor as well. I mean, he had a great voice. He did radio. He did television. He actually had a cameo little spot in The Getaway with Steve McQueen.
So we're talking to Joan and Judy.
Remember, as a newsman on the television, I believe it cuts to him. He's, exactly.
Yes, exactly. That's it.
But, hey, you know, I don't think anyone can dispute that this is the best movie ever made for $19,000.
$19,000.
$19,000.
Oh. I wonder where they got that money. Well, Joan and Judy Guidry, your maiden names, I know. But any other last thoughts here? We'll let you go. And any other thing you want to tell us?
My married name is Carney, and my husband is Gary Carney, who was also involved in the Turn of the Century.
Oh, my.
And he was best friends with the guy that wrote the music for the movie, Bob Smith.
Okay, and Joni, we know your last name is Amoriello.
Yes.
And you're married to that guy, Angelo. We know who you are.
Yes. I just wish my brother was here to you know, be able to tell you more about it.
Yeah.
Did he get paid for it? I don't know if he did.
He was supposed to get a percentage or something.
Yes.
The percentage.
And by the way,
percentage of nothing.
If you want to hear and look at a full rundown of this film, scene by scene, plus all the background information, go to Wikipedia. It's fully laid out there, and you can hear everything without having to watch the movie. Joan and Judy, thanks for ringing up. We'll talk to you again. Thanks a lot for calling.
All right.
Okay.
You all take her easy. Bye-bye. And we still have Jay Duncan. Jay, we got one more. Oh, and as soon as I let two calls go, two more showed up. But we have one ready to go named Corinne. Corinne, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to – you just mentioned the person I was calling about.
Which is?
He was Bob Smith. He was an incredibly talented actor and musician, and I just wondered if anyone knew what had become of him, where he might be. I can't rave enough about the quality of his talent.
Well, I'll have to take a look.
Did he do the music?
And very good friend of John Reynolds.
Well, you know, we have the lady coming up on the phone here who was the little girl, Debbie. And her name is actually Jackie, and she's going to call in at some point here. Her name is now Jackie Ray Newman Jones, and she's picked this up and is still pushing this movie. And I understand she was one of the last few people still alive. So,
they did a remake, a sequel of the movie. It was Amanos Returns.
Oh God!
So this will be interesting. I mean, it's got a life.
Yeah. Well, and I believe Diane Marie. Is also in it, too, who is the principal star of the...
Say it again, Corinne.
I beg your pardon?
Diane Adelson.
Yeah, she was the original, but she went on to be a model.
All right, Corinne.
Yeah, her maiden name was Reistad, Diane Reistad.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Corinne,
a cover model for Vogue magazine, in fact, I think, at one point.
Corinne, I presume you've seen this film a time or two?
Oh,
are you
yes.
talking to me?
No, Corinne, I want to ask her why she watched it the second time. That's all I want to know. I couldn't get through the first one anyway. Well, Corinne, thanks for ringing up. Anything else from you?
No, just if anyone does know of the whereabouts or any of the details of what happened to Bob Smith following this movie and up until now.
You'd like
I
to
would
know.
Really want to know.
Okay.
He was a special human being.
All right. I hope somebody calls in. Well, thank you for ringing up. You take her easy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. Take care. Well, Jay Duncan's on the phone. I'm crying laughing at him. This is driving me crazy.
Yeah,
I thought this
I
was going to be a strange radio show. It certainly is. Well, Jay, we got you for the up till noonish. We're expecting Jackie to call in at some point. We need to take another break. We'll come back and maybe play another clip of this madness with Jay Duncan on the phone here. Jay, thanks for holding on. Everybody else, 544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-833-0112. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help Now at 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112.
These days, being a small business means navigating uncertainty in a constantly changing situation. So if you're looking for one trusted source that will keep you informed daily, visit the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource. There you'll find small business resources to help you get through this, including the latest info on loans, grants, and other forms of relief. You'll also see stories about small businesses making a difference. So let's get through this together. Visit iHeart.com/small business today. That's iHeart.com/small business.
Nature Valley brings that satisfying crunch that gets your family going again with real delicious honey and whole grain oats. So get out here. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. The original crunch.
El Paso's News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson Polk, Melissa Sargent, we do have Jay Duncan on the phone. Jay, we're going to play a clip here in a minute. You got any thoughts before we do that?
No, let's hear the clip, and then we might respond to it.
Oh, you just might. Here it comes.
Okay.
I'll get the luggage.
Ooh, Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone.
That was it. Yeah.
That's the famous Torgo theme.
Well, you picked that clip. You liked that part, didn't you?
Well, it's kind of hypnotic in a disturbing way, you know.
Yeah, but don't you think they took that from the Twilight Zone series?
Maybe.
Because Twilight Zone used to have that sound.
It's possible.
What year was the movie?
Twilight Zone.
What year was this movie?
On the air.
What year was this movie actually made, and then when did it come out in El Paso?
Well, it was made in 66, and the world premiere at the Capri Theater was November 15th, 1966, on a Tuesday. And then it had its regular run starting the next day for, I think it was there a week. You know, I wasn't at the world premiere. I wish I had been.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, but I did see it.
Oh, you went down there to look at it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Yes, you are. You've been a glutton since you were in high school, apparently. Well, it also played in Las Cruces and a couple other places, apparently. Again, I'm looking at Wikipedia, which has a full rundown of this thing. And it's an amazing rundown of the whole thing. Oh, crazy stuff. And the name of the film is Manos, The Hands of Fate.
Yeah, The Hands of Fate.
Hands.
A little repetitious.
If you don't know Spanish, that's Manos means hands. Hands, The Hands of Fate. And it actually had a couple of different other titles. But when they cut off people's hands in this thing. That's the part I couldn't watch.
They were burning people's faces with the hand.
Oh, I see, none of that I want to know about.
It's a horror movie, original, Jackson.
I don't want to know.
In fact, I think on the script that Bob had said the Lodge of Sins, you know, because it takes place at this Valley Lodge, you know, where the couple and the little girl get lost and they end up there.
And that's the one.
And then I heard it, which I thought it's probably not true, but it's that as time wore on and the tempers frayed, I understand the crew began referring to the project as mangoes, cans of fruit.
I can't imagine.
I've heard some terrible ones, doing the research.
I'm surprised the crew got through the whole thing. I mean, that's got to be just tedious. Gidry knew what he was doing. Bob Gidry was a film guy for one of the local states. He knew cut and edit film and shoot film. Must have driven him nuts.
And he even successfully, I think, accomplished inserting a little artful cinematography, like a sunset reflected in a rearview mirror of the car and things like that. But Hal Warren said, quit that.
Stop that stuff. So stop being creative. Yeah. Also, understand.
I don't want an art film.
Yeah. And since they shot it at night because everybody had to work during the day, they didn't have enough lights to light up a scene, so they couldn't pan the camera around much. They just had to light it and stick there. Oh,
I think generally the lighting was by car headlights.
Oh my!
You know,
and that building with the lodge that they used, that was Colbert Caldwell's place, the adobe that guy talked about. Charlie called in.
Yes.
Oh,
goodness. Yes.
What a strange history. Well, we're about, Jay.
Yeah, when you step back though, you step back and you think, okay, not only was there an idea, but it went to a script, and then it was actually filmed, and they actually got participants. And it actually found a distributor.
Oh, no.
That's kind of an accomplishment in itself.
He won the bet.
That's no matter how bad it is.
He won the bet. Hey, we're going to take a break here, Jay Duncan. Stick with us. And we're looking for Jackie to ring up. She was the little girl in the film. And we're going to come back after the news and crank this up again. Plus, you have a list of pandemic movies. How exciting that's going to be, huh? Jay Duncan, stay there. Thanks a lot.
And I found Bob Smith.
See you after the break.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM.